Hi, Charlie. What's on your mind?
Okay. I got a question about trying to get the wife off of antacid, the omeprazole. I don't know if it's called a proton pump or how could you get that get off of that?
Okay. Well, one thing, and we'll cover more than this, but one thing is motivation. And you might tell her that there are any number of studies showing a whole bunch of problems that are caused by long-term use, and long-term is anything more than a few months of those acid blockers. They range from things such as extra risk of cognitive decline to dying sooner, because what they do, sir, and by the way, there's about 20 other things that they can cause too. They block one's digestion totally by blocking the stomach acid totally, and that's called malnutrition. And there's no way that years of malnutrition are going to allow us to live as healthy as we can and as long as we can. So motivation is just one thing. Now, next thing is a book out there called Why Stomach Acid is Good for You. It was written 20 years ago, but it's still in print because so many people have bought it. And what it explains is that acid reflux is not caused by too much acid. I want to say that again. Acid reflux is not caused by too much acid. Acid reflux is caused by too little acid. No kidding. A researcher over in the UK very carefully touched that valve that goes between the stomach and the esophagus with varying degrees of acid, and the more acid he touched it with, the better it closed. That just makes sense. What nature does is has nature and creation have got it designed so when our stomachs have pumped out all this acid to digest lunch, that it doesn't go back. And this man found that touching that valve, what do you know, with a lot of acid, it would close it. On the other side of the stomach, the valve that empties into the intestines is opened by a lot of acid. So it closes the right valve and it opens the right one so that things can work properly. So that book is called Why Stomach Acid is Good for You. It is still in print. You can find it at Toma Dispensary. You can find it online, and we can read all about it. So after that, what a person needs to consider doing is getting their stomach acid checked. Well, why check it if stomach acid is caused by low? I'm sorry, if reflux is caused by low stomach acid, because there are varying amounts of hydrochloric acid replacement that we need, and when we take enough for us with each meal, well, you know, it closes the stomach acid, the valve from the stomach to the lower esophagus, and we don't get heartburn. So anyway, Toma Clinic is one of the few places in all of Western Washington that does that test, and she might consider checking with the doctor there and getting the stomach checked and seeing if she indeed has this problem, because I know it sounds a little hard to believe considering what we're told. Oh, it just means you got too much acid. Sure, that way we can sell you these acid blockers. And it really means you got too little acid. But anyway, it's one of the ways we can find out for sure that we have this, and that way we got proof that we don't believe what we're being told to block the stomach acid totally. And second thing, we find out how much we need for us. And then if we're really doing our job as doctors, we check to see how badly nourished the person is. We do that with blood testing and hair testing. And that way we can recommend, oh, gee, you're low on this, 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 and this because of that stomach acid blocker. You better take extra for a few months. So there you go, sir.
I see. So at the same time, is it possible that she could just take some hydrochloric acid? I mean, do they sell that over the counter?
Oh, sure they do. It's called betaine hydrochloride, B-E-T-A-I-N-E, hydrochloride.
Okay. B-E-T?
B-E-T-A-I-N-E, and then hydro, and you can spell that from like water, hydro,
right.
And then chloride. Now, here's the one risk in that, sir, and you got to pay attention to this.
Yep.
If we haven't had enough stomach acid for quite a while, the lining of the stomach, which is strong enough to withstand a really strong acidity, when we're 16 years old, we can eat half the contents of the refrigerator, make a whole ton of acid, and we never get any reflux or any burning pain at all, because our stomachs at that age are doing just fine, thank you. But when we've gone without acid for a long time, especially if we had our acid blocked, the lining of the stomach starts to deteriorate. It's not in its usual environment. The usual environment is acid, and it starts to deteriorate. And if it deteriorates far enough, then here's what happens, sir. It's very much like what happens to some ladies After menopause, before menopause, hey, sex didn't hurt. It sort of felt good. After menopause, owie, it hurts because the lining of those particular tissues has gotten worse and worse, and it can't handle the motion. Well, when the lining of the stomach gets worse and worse, it can't handle the acid. So we put some acid in with our food, and ooh, that hurts my stomach. And we think we don't need it. Nope, that's not at all the case. That just, in many cases, mean that, excuse me, my stomach lining has deteriorated enough that it can't handle the acid, so now what? And that's why it's a good idea to work with a doctor on this one, because there's a list of about six different things that we need to take for 6 to 8 weeks, and what that gradually does is to rebuild that stomach lining so it can handle the hydrochloric acid. And there's no way of predicting, if a person just walks in the health food store, buys hydrochloric acid, and takes it with meals, there's no way of predicting whether that is or is not going to hurt. So there are some precautions there, sir, to doing that. I mean, it's not going to kill anybody, but it could give them a good acid stomach ache just because.
Exactly. Yeah. Exactly. Mm-hmm. So the home and clinic is in Tukwila, right?
Yes, sir.
And can you just call and make an appointment with to see, like, the doc?
Yep, certainly can, and all of them know how to do this stomach acid test, or how to have it done. It is a very specific test, sir.
Right. So can you give me that number, please?
Sure. It's 206-812-9988.
9988. Now, is it possible you could carry me over, because I just needed to know about what she could do without having to take gabapentin, some kind of other natural pain reliever that handles pain?
Sure, sir, we can do that, and I can also tell you about something you can do while you're waiting for the stomach acid test. And you have just rescued everybody from listening to me carry on and on and on after the top of the hour, because nobody's holding else. So thank you so much, sir. You just rescued us. Okay, why don't I tell you, because there is about 1 minute before the music starts or less, there's something out there called in the health food stores called Refluxin, R-E-F-L-U-X-I-N, R-E-F-L-U-X-I-N. Toma Dispensary has it, the health food store has it, the compounding pharmacy has it, and used after meals. I'll tell you why that shouldn't be continued forever. That's number one. But number two, how it works, and it's so much different than those acid-blocking medications. So I'll shut up now, and we'll come back to you after the top of the hour, and of course, the commercial announcement after the top of the hour. And get back to Charlie here. You still with us, sir?
Yes, I am.
Okay, I'm going to finish off on this Refluxin, and then you can give me the other one, please. R-E-F-L-U-X-I-N. Now, what it does, sir, it's tablets. You can find them, again, in your local natural food store, Toma Dispensary, probably your compounding pharmacy. And after every meal, you chew at least a couple of them, maybe a third one. You chew them up right after the meal, but they don't go in there and mix with the meal and further mess up your digestion. What they do is they float. They float right on top of the food. They don't interfere with the food. They float on top of it, and that blocks the acid from coming back from the stomach. Why should it come back if we've got too little acid? Because there's not enough acid to close the valve, remember? So that valve is open, and even a small amount of acid comes back, but the Refluxin blocks that. And then, oddly enough, these are all natural things. So when our stomachs and pancreases are done digesting the food, guess what? They digest the Refluxin, and it actually turns into sort of a little bit of a nutritional meal for us too, sir. So until she gets her stomach acid measured, have her chew and swallow this Refluxin after meals. Some of us need more than 2 or 3 tablets. We need 4 or 5, but read the label. It's totally all natural, and it just blocks that acid from coming back through that valve that hasn't been triggered to close because there wasn't enough acid, and we don't get heartburn. So there you go, sir.
Right on. So the question was about the gabapentin. Is there a natural pain reliever that actually works, I guess?
Well, two things, sir. Two things. If the gabapentin works, then very frequently what it was a takeoff on is a molecule made in everybody's bodies, and a lot of it's made in the brain, called GABA, G-A-B-A. And if you go into any natural food store, you can find GABA. And the only side effect I've ever heard about from that one is, oops, it put me to sleep. I took too much. Now, it did not knock anybody out permanently. I don't mean that. They just get too drowsy in the morning. So it comes in usually a 250-milligram capsule. Some people need one, some people need two. But it works as gabapentin does. Gabapentin's just a takeoff. Okay, but that's not all. One of the better pain relievers out there was actually, according to the Bible, delivered to the Christ child by the three wise men. It's from frankincense. You've heard of frankincense and myrrh being delivered in the Bible. And on the label, though, it talks about one component of the frankincense, which has such a gosh-awful long name, alpha-ketobiswellic acid, that they just abbreviated it with its initials AKBA. And so you look for a bottle labeled AKBA. It's an extract from frankincense, and the large majority of people who use it for pain tell me, hey, that stuff works. But you know what? I have to sometimes take two capsules to get it to work at a time, and other people have told me three or four, and could that be dangerous? And I say, yeah, that's why the wise men brought the frankincense to the Christ child, right? Because it was dangerous. I'm just funning there, sir. That's just another way of saying that, no, it's not dangerous.
I see. I've heard of that before. You mentioned that. Now, you know, I have the wife on niacinamide, one in the morning and one in the afternoon, you know, in the evening. And you kind of mentioned, since of her age, that 500 milligrams twice a day. Now, should she be doing a little more maybe or what?
If she does not get nausea, then it's safe, because the signal from our livers for any age person, oh, that's too much niacinamide for me, excuse me, is the liver gives you a low-grade nausea, and then you just better back off, because that'll turn into barfing in 2 weeks if you don't give it up, or get it down, I should say. But if there is no nausea signal, then increasing it to 1,000 milligrams total three times a day doesn't hurt anything, sir.
Okay. I thank you very much and for all your help, and enjoy the rest of your weekend.
Well, you too, and see if you can arrange for somebody to do a sun dance, huh? Because apparently not enough people are taking their Tanpal and SunPal to get the clouds to go away, so maybe we need a sun dance.